AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. House Republicans continue their quest to find someone to replace John Boehner as Speaker of the House. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan tells Fox News Sunday he and other Freedom Caucus members would consider backing Wisconsin's Paul Ryan if he decides to run.
We've endorsed Daniel Webster, but Paul Ryan is a good man. He's a great communicator, the kind of messenger I think our party needs. And certainly if he gets in the race, I think our group would look favorably on him.
Utah's Jason Chaffetz on ABC's This Week says he can do the job if Ryan doesn't want it.
I would hope that Paul Ryan would do it. He said repeatedly that he won't. I do think there are other people that are better qualified, but I do think I bridged that gap.
Ryan is mulling his options with his family. All we know for sure is that Iran's judiciary has reached a verdict in the case of Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, detained for more than a year on espionage allegations. AP's Adam Schreck.
The judiciary spokesman said the verdict has been issued in the case, but what he did not say was whether Rezaian was acquitted, whether he was convicted, or provided any further details. Still, it's significant because this is the first time that an Iranian judicial official has confirmed that a verdict has been issued at all.
The Post executive editor, Martin Barron, says the vague and puzzling statement only adds to the injustice that has surrounded Jason's case. Investigator fired by the House committee investigating the Benghazi attacks says the panel is politically motivated. AP's Violet Ekonomova tells us more.
Air Force Reserve Major Bradley Podlyska tells the New York Times he's a Republican, but couldn't get on board with what he calls a partisan investigation to target Hillary Clinton. Podlyska says he was fired, partly for trying to conduct a comprehensive probe into the attacks in Benghazi. He says the committee at one point became entirely focused on Clinton and de-emphasized other agencies involved with the attacks.
This is AP Radio News. Five Iraq War veterans living in Wyoming have filed a federal suit against government contractor KBR. The Casper Star Tribune reports that the five claim they were exposed to toxic fumes when the Houston-based company improperly burned waste during the war. Heavy rain returned to parts of South Carolina. Thousands checked the damage and begin cleaning up from the devastating flooding. Georgetown resident Deborah Pryor says she and her neighbors had no choice but to flee their homes as the floodwaters closed in.
A lot of people has evacuated because the water's now coming next to their home, and for safe reason they had to leave. And so I'm living with my aunt.
On the other side of the country, California craft brewers are fretting over water restrictions imposed by the state because of the lingering drought. The breweries are digging wells, installing wastewater treatment plants, seeking exemptions, anything to find up to 7 gallons of water needed to make just a gallon of beer. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.